Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Sunday, a day to worship. Worship a small egg-shaped ball.
Oh no, he drops the ball.
You've got to respect the ball. Long live the weekend. Long live rugby league.
Oh, you got to love your rugby league.
Triple M, Sunday Sin Bin.
Well, welcome back to Hour 3. Of course, at 4 o'clock today, the big game, Cowboys versus the Doggies up there at the beautiful Queensland Country Bank Stadium. Going for two in a row, the Cowboys and, of course, the Doggies looking for their first win, and we wish them all the best too. We love Trent, and Dan will call that game for you at 4 o'clock today. Panthers 20, Broncos 12, Knights 26, Sharks 22, Storm 20, Roosters 4, Titans copping an absolute shellacking at the hands of Manly, 36 points to nil. Rabbitohs 18, Tigers 14, Parramatta 35, Raiders 10. They're the scores so far. Like we said, Panthers have not lost a game this year and not lost a regular season game since June last year. We know they lost the grand final, but they haven't lost a regular season game since June last year. Also, of course, as we just said, Dogs haven't won yet. Right now, we've got Warriors 12, Dragons 8. And we've got Gordon Tallis. We've got James Triceps Hooper. We say goodbye to the charming man about town, that dapper man about town, Paul Kent. And we welcome in Ryan Girdler. How are you, Girdler?
I'm good, Maroon. Hello, everyone. It's nice to be here on a Sunday.
It is nice to see you, mate. What have you made of some of the footy so far? Did you catch any of the Raiders Parramatta game?
Caught a little, yeah. Watched that game last night. A little bit disappointing. The Raiders at the moment just can't sort of get into their groove, can they? And Parramatta really impressive. But yeah, I think the whole round, I think it's been really good to see some really brave performances by some teams that probably haven't clicked into gear as early as they would have liked. Called the Manly game yesterday with your good self, and you know, they were really impressive. Mm. Thought the Broncos did a great job on Thursday night without getting the result, and then obviously the West Tigers and that South game yesterday was a good one as well. And I think, you know, those sides will take, even if they didn't get the 2 points, so I think they'll take a lot out of the standards that they set and give the fans a little bit of hope, because I know, especially up Manly way, it's been a pretty ordinary start to the season, yeah. And there's been some fans walking around a little down in the mouth. So they're up and about at the moment, and it's good to see.
And it's amazing how quick, though, Gerds, that you can turn that around. I mean, they won that Newcastle game with 2 seconds to go. Then they absolutely pumped the Titans. And given that they're now won their last two, we're only six rounds
in. Exactly right. It's not too late at all, you know. And some of the guys, you know, with Tom coming back into that lineup, and the, some of the combinations just looked just a lot more comfortable with him being out there, a lot more confident. I thought the young hooker, who's, you know, Croker, that's kind of been transitioning into the spot now for, you know, probably the last 18 months. He played some really good football yesterday. Kieran looked a lot more comfortable. They got some guys in the middle. Paseka's had, a great start to the season, and young Kepi comes on and does a job. So, yeah, they'll take a lot of confidence out of yesterday, and I think they'll give some teams some trouble moving forward.
Yeah, and all of a sudden with Tommy back, you say, well, here's a side that's got Tommy and Jake Trbojevic. And if Foran stays healthy, DCE plays well, all of a sudden this is an entirely different argument.
Well, they're premiership winners, aren't they, those guys? I mean, the last two you mentioned, and we know the difference that Tom makes to their side, but you can have a look across the whole round as well and see the influence that those key players have. Look at Harry Grant and the difference he made when he came on the other night. Look at Nathan Cleary. You know, probably wasn't Penrith's best game of the season, but they got the job done, and when the chips were down, someone had to stand up and get it done, and Nathan stepped up, and it's just good to see those players at that level just come on and turn games and get the result for their team.
You talk about the influence of those big-name players, Gerds, but can you think of a player other than Tom Trbojevic? You just touched on Nathan Cleary. Let's say at Parramatta it's Mitchell Moses, but can you think of a side that relies on one single individual as much as what the Seagulls do with Turbo to get their mojo on?
Well, if you take Nathan Cleary out at Penrith, they beat Melbourne a couple of weeks ago without him. and Melbourne have played well without Pappenhausen.
Yeah, and Harry Grant.
I don't think you can just put it down to solely Tommy being involved yesterday. I think they took a lot of confidence out of that win against the Warriors the week before, even though it was scrappy. And it was always, for Manly, I always thought it was just about them getting back to the fundamentals. And I think a lot of these teams that have struggled to adjust to the new format, we've seen over the, like the Tigers yesterday, that I think that was, even though they didn't win, that was their best performance because they're just getting the fundamentals right. They're just playing straight down the middle. A lot of the good sides have identified that early and been able to transition over to that style of play and got results on the back of it. And some other teams that probably don't have this, you know, the same sort of roster, has taken a few weeks longer. But I'm just glad to see some of those teams. And I think we might see it again today with the Bulldogs. I think some of the things that they've been doing on, you know, the early part of the season, high completion rates, probably not identifying weakness in the opposition and exploiting that and probably allowing too many soft tries. But there's parts of their game that are heading in the right direction and there's other parts that are clear you can see that they need to work on that I'm sure that they are and they will get there. And I think we might see that from the Bulldogs today. They played, you know, they've played the Storm, they've played the Roosters, they've played the Panthers. They've had a pretty tough first 5 weeks. Today they get to step down in class and maybe go in with a bit of confidence because they scored 3 tries last week and might get a result. We might see, you know, them in a nicer place through the week and that'd be good to see for their fans as well.
All right, boys, Warriors 12 lead, the Dragons 8. 8 minutes gone, second half. Warriors 12, Dragons 8. We're going to try and speak to Tommy Trbojevic very shortly and get his thoughts on yesterday. What does the Fox say? Coming up as well, it's with Gerds and so too Hoops and so too Gordon Tallis's Triple M Rocks the Footy.
The Triple M Sunday Sin Bin. Triple M Rocks Footy.
Welcome back. 12 gone, second half. Warriors 12, Dragons 8. That score is thanks to Tyre Power, Gerds, Gordy Tallis, Hoops and Maroon. Warriors 12, Dragons 8. Let's now immediately go to the phone. A bloke who had an absolute blind yesterday. Why is that funny?
Oh, that was why so
is that
smooth.
Funny?
That was so well. I thought we were working with professionals.
Why
here,
is that funny? What's that? Because this palooka, he goes
to
Twitter
or commercial.
No, I was going to. I thought he was going to say something.
You realise you got time in there. You're still waiting in wait. How about we bring him in?
I'll tell you something. I was away. I knew that you would be make me a target when you came on it. So just wait a minute, because I've got more important things to deal with than you. Tom Trbojevic from the Manly Warringah Sea Eagles is on the phone. Tom, welcome to the Sunday Sin Bin.
Hello, guys. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Congratulations, mate. Great game yesterday. Glad you got through it in one piece.
Yeah, certainly glad. It was always going to be no issue there. You know, worked really hard over the past couple of months and it was good to go out there, put in a good team performance like that.
How's the body feeling, Tommy, most importantly?
Yeah, really good. Yeah, pulled up good today. So enjoy today off and get back into tomorrow. I've got a longer turnaround, so gives you more time to rest, which is nice.
How important was it that you put some points on the way that you did and held the opposition scoreless, considering what a tough season it's been so far for the club?
Yeah, I think the big thing was, you know, holding them scoreless. You know, if you watch, especially our first 4 rounds, we leaked a lot of points, and it's not a side that we want to be in. You know, you're not going to win games leaking, you know, 30, 40 points. So to keep a side to zero, that have set, like, especially a side like the Titans, which have threats all over the park. So that was a really pleasing thing. And yeah, it's definitely a focus for us moving forward.
Tommy, when you take an injury like that into a game, how hard is it to get that mentally out of, you know, out of your thoughts? And especially when you found yourself so early on in the contest in so much space, did you allow yourself to stretch out or did you sort of remain at 3/4 pace?
No, I certainly allowed myself to stretch out. A lot of people ask that, but for me, it's not too hard. I know I've done all the work that needs to be done to, I guess, have my body in the best possible position. I've got a really good team there at Manly. So, it was never really a focus. It was always about playing footy and, you know, that's, I guess, when you're going to be at your best.
You must be happy to see the former young Josh Schuster. I know he prefers to play in the halves. He's got an opportunity in the back row at the moment, but he's starting to show some real classy touches out there.
Yeah, very classy. You know, he's obviously a young kid that I guess started in the back row and then moved into the 5-8 position and now he's kind of gone back to the back row, but he's kind of made that position his own for us this year. And, it's really, you know, awesome to have him out there, have that like, kind of extra ball-playing option and just provide us with, a lot of variety.
Hey, mate, do you ever have a crack at your teammates because they can't win without you? And, like, does he just want you to sit there in your tracksuit for the last month?
I certainly don't have a crack at him. Oh, probably should, but no. It's we clocked up a good win last week, so it was built a bit of momentum. Sure. Made it a bit easier to come back into.
Surely you have a little bit of a dig at Jake. I mean, surely there's some barbs going to the brother every time you're out and they lose.
No, it's it's Jake's mental state that first month. There was no point having a dig at him.
But it was a great performance yesterday, Tommy. And on the back of it was a bit of a scrappy win the week before. In all of that, though, there are some good signs. There's been some green shoots all year with some of these young guys coming through. Young Paseka, I think he's had an outstanding start to the season. Young Kepi coming off the bench. Those two guys, you've been well beaten in the first month of the season, but, gee, they've been playing well.
Yeah, they have been. I thought a whole forward rotation yesterday was pretty good. We kind of rolled Titans to the middle for the majority of the game, and it makes it a lot easier for players like myself to play footy. So, it's huge credit goes to them.
And the little battlers were good too, I thought, Tom. E.g., Parker.
E.g.?
Hang on, you just said green shoots.
E.g.?
You just said green shoots.
What's wrong with green shoots?
Well, mate, who would say that? Green shoots.
I've heard plenty of people say that over the years.
Yeah, but anyway, go back to what you were saying.
Listen, mate, you can only have one boyfriend. Who's it going to be, Paul Kent or Ryan Girdler?
Hang on, let's go back to what you were going to say, please.
Parker, Harper.
You know what? Continue on with the question,
Marie. You know what? I'm not going to say it now. Yeah, sorry, Tom, but you've become a victim of this, mate. I'll hand it back to the experts.
Finish your question, Rude.
I will never. I refuse. I refuse to finish
it. So you were going to ask him about Brad Parker and Harper, were you?
No, I wasn't going to ask him about anything. So
you're going to ask him about players who you're referring to as little battlers.
Put your toys back in the cot, Maroon, and finish your question like a big boy.
You, mate, that's the last time.
Can you show some form of professionalism here? We're speaking to Tom Trbojevic, who's one of the superstars of the game.
I will not ask the question. Tom, it's up to you if you want to hang up and go and speak to another radio station. If I were you, I would hang up the phone and I would never talk to anyone from Triple M again. But that's just me.
let me pick it up back here, Tommy. It has been a tough start to the season, mate, but we saw some really good signs last week. Now, did you see that performance coming after the scratchy win the week before? I mean, I think you blew the Titans out of the water. I don't think anyone really expected it, but could you guys see that coming through the week?
Oh, it's obviously hard to predict a win like that. We know we've got a footy side here, and we've just got to go out there and perform and just turn up with the right attitude. And thought, obviously, we did that yesterday. And, you're not really predicting to win 36-0 each week, but you'll take it. And, hopefully we can just keep playing some good footies and grinding out small wins.
We saw that Josh Schuster, he's had a great start of the season as well. Usually played, I think, at 6, didn't he, coming through the junior ranks, but he's out on that left side, and he's a guy I'd imagine you'd be looking to build some combinations with.
Yeah, definitely. We've obviously got Fozzer there on the left side, and then Shuey's come on, that just provides an extra ball playing option. So, it provides a lot of variety and makes it a lot harder for defences to read what you're going to run at them.
I saw Tommy a couple of weeks ago down at one of the local restaurants down on the beaches. What did you go for, Tommy? Did you go for the ribs?
No, I went the steak.
Steak, did you? Gee, it's good.
Yeah, it is good.
Good feed?
It is good. Yeah, always good there.
Where was that at, Tom?
Is it Barbudo, Narrabeen?
Oh, lovely.
Hey, Tommy, you know that guy that you did have a race with? Who is he?
I wouldn't know him from Bar of Soap.
Well, he's pretty quick, isn't he?
Yeah, he's
wow.
Surprised me. I'll give him that one.
Didn't someone say the Tigers signed him for $850,000 a year? Well, look, Tom, before you go, mate, I'd like to apologise. Everyone at Triple M, mate, all the best against the Tigers next week. And thank you for joining us on the Sunday Sit-In.
Good on you, Tommy. See you, mate.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Good on you, mate. Warriors 12, Dragons 8, 20 minutes left
in
that game.
That was a disaster, man. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Should be absolutely.
That is the nicest family, right? That is the nicest family in the game. Like, they do everything. They go and you treated Tom like that.
Mate,
you treated him.
He comes out with green shoots. Like,
what's
and
wrong
then
with
he
green
has,
shoots,
what's
mate?
Wrong with EG?
I've heard plenty
what's
of
wrong
EG?
With EG?
No, it wasn't EG. It was Little Battlers was where you were going.
Well, he had an issue with... If you want to copy him, he had an issue with EG.
No, I'm not copying him, Anthony.
No, of course you do, mate.
I'm making a
point. Of course you do. No, mate,
your level of professionalism today. Serious. Have you been on radio for 40 years?
No, I haven't.
It's time for community radio.
How long have you been on? 5 minutes? Because that's what it sounds like, 5 minutes. Hey? Come on, what have you got to say? Warriors, Dragons, 12-all. Dragons have scored. Kick to come. That scored thanks to Tyre Power. It's really heated up in here. We might have to replay something. Let's go and wash our faces with cold water. Triple M rocks the footy.
Australia. Anything can happen on the day, and no doubt anything will happen on the day.
The weekend is here, and so are the thrills and spills that go with it. For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back to it. Well, this NRL game, things have really taken it up a notch now at Cogra's Jubilee Oval, Netstrata Stadium, as they call it now. We'll just get a score update for you as soon as we can. It's actually Dragons 14, Warriors 12. And while you're listening to us today, maybe you're having a Canadian club. When did beer move in? Evict your beer fridge and refill with Canadian club. Oh, it's so refreshing. It's time for this. All right, this is our man, James Triceps Hooper, the Fox to some. He's got some mail here. Where are you starting here, Hoops, old boy?
Well, start with your club, Anthony. Obviously, that epic contest last night between the West Tigers and South Sydney, and we saw Latrell Mitchell charged as a result of that incident with David Nofaluma. As we see live here, Anthony, I'll let you take over.
Right over.
Roger Tuivasa Sheck, by the looks of it, has just scored for the Warriors.
Well, you just said I was going to take over,
yeah,
and then
you
gave away the good...
because you're the trained professional.
No, well, you've taken the good bit away, so you may as well... What were you saying about Latrell?
The Warriors have scored.
Yes.
And it'll now be 18-12 kick to come for all the listeners.
Well,
Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, RTS.
It'll be 18-14. Fifth.
There you go. Thank you.
Right. No, that's okay.
Thank you. That's why I handed it over to the professionals.
Right.
This segment's going swimmingly, might I just add. This will win awards all over the worldwide radio networks. Latrell, I wouldn't be surprised if Latrell fights this charge because... You've got the Gold Coast coming up in round 7, but then after that, Raiders, Storm, Sharks, Panthers, they're all massive games.
Yeah.
So I think Souths will want to try and be at full strength, and they must think that they've got some sort of wiggle room there.
Okay, what does the Fox say? Do you have anything else for us today, Hoops?
And I can just confirm as well further that I think Souths are currently waiting on a little bit of legal advice from one of the NRL's best lawyers, often down at NRL HQ, Nick Gabarg. It's... Great strike record. Track
Is he
record
work for
of
Bridens
getting
or?
Players off.
Is he with Bridens, Nick? Or?
I don't think he is with Bridens,
right.
mate. No, I think he's an independent.
He's in legal aid, is he?
He's not with legal aid, Anthony. Careful.
I'm just kidding.
He's not with legal
I'm just
aid.
Kidding.
No.
I'm kidding, Nick.
But
I'm kidding.
I think
you'll need first aid in a minute.
I know.
Let's flip a coin for it. There's a view that it seems harsh, the Latrell decision. That's the view coming out of the Bunnies. I'd be surprised if he does get off. But anyway, they might roll the dice and head down there. You touched on earlier, would the Gold Coast Titans go after Adam Reynolds and why wouldn't they, given that they've got a player like Ash Taylor coming off contract? I think you'll find they've got a good young kid coming through called Toby Sexton, similar to the young bloke that the Bunnies are pinning their hopes on in Lachlan Ilias. Hasn't played in the NRL yet, but was an Australian schoolboy. He's in the Titans system. I know there are big raps on him. And the Gold Coast have now entered this realm where, as a club, they like to try and promote from within rather than buy over the top of unless it's absolutely necessary.
Yeah, sounds like they're in good hands moving forward too with Justin, who we spoke to, Justin Holbrook, last week on the show. What does the Fox say? Some great stuff this morning. Have you got any little nuggets to end off with?
I think there was a bit of a 2 out of 10 sledge between last week, that game between the Roosters and the Sharks. Sammy Walker's obviously very young in terms of his NRL career, and I think some of the Sharks blokes were trying to give it to him about, you're only here because of your old man's name and all that sort of thing, whereas then you watch that 11 minutes that he was able to put together where he throws a couple of those epic double cutout passes and obviously scored a really strong try as well. I think ultimately it was the Sharks who ended up getting the last laugh had on them, as opposed
getting
to the
sledged.
Yeah.
In Tommy's week, just imagine what Tommy Raudonikis would have done to a young halfback.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're complaining.
But Tommy would have come up something better than, he would have come up better than, you're only here because your old man's name.
But
that,
like,
was the point, was the sledge was pretty, was just, it was a bad sledge.
Mate, I remember Wendell telling blokes to get off his field. He goes, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Wendell's asking players' teammates, he goes, stop embarrassing this kid. I'm going to end his career. You got to get him off. Yeah, like bring someone in.
Well, and stuff like that. They reckon Ricky Stewart used to love, what's this Blake's name? Is this Blake's name in the program? Is this
mate, didn't you start at 1:30? Mate, what are you still doing?
hey, Hoops, can I ask you how the Roosters have taken the news about this, the sanctions given to Victor? I thought they were a little harsh personally, two weeks.
No doubt they won't be happy. I don't think they've actually clarified whether they are definitely going to take the early guilty plea or not.
So it's 2 weeks, is it? Is it 1 week and loading or 2 weeks?
I think it's 2 weeks.
If he fights,
I think
it's 3 weeks.
I think it's 2 weeks, and if he fights, it's more. So
okay.
It's a big decision for them, given that they've got Anzac Day coming up against, you know, the Dragons. What's the score here at the moment, Anthony? 18-14.
Yeah, Warriors 18, Dragons 14, 10.5.
10 to go.
Yeah. We've got that game for you this afternoon, boys. That's an awful bit of news, too. We'll get to talk about this more, but Taumalolo has now hurt the other hand and won't be playing this afternoon. So they just can't take a trick in the luck department, the old Cowboys.
Yeah, look, there's been a variety of different conspiracy theories about what's happening up there between Jason Taumalolo and the club, specifically on the back of the spray that Todd Payton gave him after the opening round of the season. I checked this story out during the week. There were reports that Toddy Payton and Josh Maguire had exchanged words at training. That was denied by the club, and I don't believe that to be true. But then further off the back of that, it was suggested that it might have actually been Jason Taumalolo and Josh Maguire who had also exchanged words. So I don't think it's all rosy up there at the moment. Todd Payton's in his first season. He's obviously trying to rattle a cage and set some standards and put some foundations in place for where he wants the club to go. But it's definitely not all smooth sailing.
Yeah, well, there was some really unconfirmed rumours that it might have even got to fisticuffs. But as I say, that was all alleged and unconfirmed.
I think that stuff's for Maroon Confidential, which is coming up later on.
Right.
I'm told it's a chock-a-block Maroon Confidential today. It's absolute roll gold.
Well, your mail couldn't be any more. So I'm actually right now scraping the barrel. I'm looking for anything. I'm looking for NRL players using an ATM or a vending machine.
That's not what you said earlier this morning.
I'm absolutely really looking to put something. If you know anything about,
you said you had a fistful of dollars this morning.
Well, I leak it all to you blokes because you can turn up with nothing. So I give you a little crumb.
Yeah, but it was wrong about me. You said I was having lunch with Jake Friend.
You were.
No, I wasn't.
Well,
hold on.
Our man Billy Hucker, he told me I shouldn't reveal my sources.
Yeah,
my sources.
Geez, you've had some loose carries today.
You know,
isn't it the golden rule? Never let you can't tell anybody your sources.
Can never tell anybody. Like, and the amount of times that you get bailed up and people will put the heat on you to try and figure out who it was, and you have to flat bat, because the minute that you start giving people up, well, that's the end. Nobody wants to talk to you anymore,
please.
And you're out the back door.
You've
so you would have been finished
up
a long time ago,
You've
Anthony.
Given me up that
What's
many
different?
Times.
Hang on.
You give me up. You give me up every week, don't you?
Huh? That's banter on radio, Anthony.
Yeah, all right, okay, call it.
That's not as a professional source of information.
I actually thought you were singing Rick Astley then. You're never going to give.
Yeah, righto, listen.
Let's go, Millie.
Right, okay. You haven't said much about the Titans yesterday, Gordy.
No, mate, they were really disappointing. Mm-hmm. And that's part of their game. They either win by 20 or more, or they lose by like a big, you know, like, they don't win you know, 10-8 or lose 10-8, it's like probably three tries. So if they lose, it's always by three or four tries. Mm. And if they win, they're always putting a score on people. So, and that was really disappointing against the Manly side yesterday.
A lot of listeners are pointing out what an easy draw they've had the opening eight rounds.
No, mate, that was you.
No, that wasn't me. I'm just...
Mate, that was
you
last
week. Six rounds.
Yeah, I know that, but it's mate, they still doesn't mean they don't have an easy draw for the opening nine rounds, does it? Einstein.
They're gonna were lucky to beat the West Tigers.
They're going
to
play the Broncos twice. They're going to play... They played the Knights when 10 players were out. They played the Cowboys.
Do you want to make another silly bet about five in a row again?
Do you want to... Why don't you just stick your beak out of it? And I was speaking to Gordon, all right?
All right.
Okay. I don't want to make any more bets. See if he wants to have a bet on a nice dinner or something like that.
Yeah.
But no stupid bets. Yeah. Warriors 20, Dragons 14. Seven to go as Triple M rocks the footy. Yeah, the Triple M Sunday sin bin right now thanks to Tyre Power. Warriors 20, Dragons 14. 2 minutes left in the game. Dragons trailing by six, but attacking the Warriors line. Nine out in centre field on tackle four. Gordy Tallis, Ryan Girdler, James Triceps, Hooper and Maroon. Let's have a look at this next game we're calling, which is the North Queensland Cowboys up against the Dogs. It sees, obviously, Taumalolo drops out again. Lachlan Burr will start in Taumalolo's place. Coming onto the bench now is Mitchell Dunn. So the bench is now Granville, Corey Jensen, Mitchell Dunn, and fragile Frankie Molo. The Dogs have Renoff Atoni starting, Dylan Napa back to the bench. Well, of course, the Cowboys trying to make it two in a row while the Dogs have not won a game this season. How do you see this one, Gordy? Do you see any chance of the Dogs going up there and having a win?
Yeah, you do, especially I think the way they've performed against Melbourne Storm. You know, they've been building slowly, you know, with the sides down the bottom. I think Trent's been working on their confidence, getting combinations. There's a lot to be working on, but you just see them improving, you know, week on week. And if they can get off to a start and build a platform, I think that the Dogs can be in it. You know, what'd you say? They've gone down in class. So it's not a group one race, but, you know, I do give the Dogs an opportunity up there.
Ryan?
Yeah, there's some parts of their game that, you know, they've had a really tough start to the season in relation to who they've had to play. That's no excuse, but it's often hard to improve when you put up against sides like the Melbourne Storm and Penrith and the Roosters. So I think they'll see this as an opportunity for them to grow. 90% completion rate last week. Just too many soft tries early in the contest against Melbourne Storm. Melbourne are always going to break you down at some point, but you need to make teams work for their points. And I think at times the Dogs this year have just made it too easy for sides to score simple tries and early in the game. And often on the back of that, a little bit of momentum and the game's all over before they know it. But they showed a little bit of fight last week against Melbourne with three tries in the sort of middle of that game. And they got some guys that are in okay form. I thought, you know, Thompson was good last week. Unfortunately, Josh Jackson drops out of the side today, so he's a big loss for him. He's their spiritual leader. Avarillo, I thought, you know, had his moments last week, and he needs just a little bit of confidence and, you know, maybe to set up a couple of tries and do a couple of really good things. So, yeah, I absolutely think they're a good show up there this afternoon.
As we speak here, Hoops Warriors have defeated the Dragons, it would seem, 20 points to 14. Warriors 20, Dragons 14. This is a massive win for the Warriors because if you think about it, they were beaten on the bell by Manly, beaten very late in the game by Newcastle as well. So they've got a close one here, the Warriors, and by the looks of things, they deserve a good win.
Gutsy victory, Anthony, especially when you consider, I think they're without Adam Fanua Blake for as long as 4 months, and they've been doing it the last 3 or 4 weeks without their first-choice halfback in Chanel Harris-Tavita. Young O'Sullivan's been filling in, and I must say he's been holding his hands up and doing a decent job considering what they require and the troops that they're lacking. So that's a big, big win down in Wollongong. To go to Wollongong off the back of St George Illawarra having played as well as they have over the course of the last month and grit a victory like that out, that's huge.
Yeah, that's a good win. So the victory still sees the Dragons in the eight because, of course, going into this game, they had won 4 straight, and the Warriors now slip into the 8th position with 3 wins and 3 losses. Just repeating the news, the Warriors have beaten the Dragons by 20 points to 14. So we're 3 minutes away from crossing for this game today. We see Todd Payton getting interviewed. He looks like a man carrying the weight of the world on his shoulders. Gordy, of course, he was offered the Warriors job and he turned it back so he could head back to North Queensland.
Yeah, I think that was family reasons, and he's got a big job on his hands. You know, it's obviously Michael Morgan with a medical retirement, and you know, Tamalolo not playing the last month of footy. There's a big challenge, but mate, they played great at Leichhardt last week, and he was an old West Tigers boy, so he knew what the occasion was. But mate, they got to repeat that today.
He came up with a great game plan last week where they really targeted David Nofaluma, yeah, and they used kicks over the top initially, and they just continued to try and pepper down his side, and they got results because we saw Hamiso Tabuai-Fadou score one of the tries of the season early doors. Yeah. That'll be on highlights reels for the rest of the season. But you make a good point, Gordy. Like, they're doing it, the Cowboys, this Cowboys side that we're looking at on paper this afternoon, they're doing it without $2 million worth of talent, which includes Tom Lolo, and obviously Michael Morgan has been forced into a medical retirement.
Mm. Yeah, Tom Lolo out again with the other hand now being injured. So, boys, just in a word now, who are you tipping, Gordy?
Cowboys.
Ryan?
Bulldogs.
And you two, Hoops?
Cowboys.
Okay, and we'll have Dan Ganane on deck to commentate that game for you very shortly. Gordy and Ryan will join him in the commentary team for that one. That's just about it from us, boys. And great to see you again. Now, you'll take off for Fox League and star in that great show, the Sunday NRL Wrap.
Yes, Big League Wrap, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
And, I know you're an avid watcher.
Oh, of course I am. I love how they dress you. You always come. Why don't you come into work?
Actually, Vonnie's hosting tonight, so I know you'll tune in now.
Love Vonnie, yeah.
Lara's crook, so. Mm.
I just look to see who's got the shinier head, you or Gordy. In fact, we're going to do a poll on that next week. Who's got the shiniest head on Fox League? Is it Gordy or is it Hoops? Mate, you've got to win something, haven't you, mate? I've got you down for that. All right, we'll catch you during the call. We'll enjoy that this afternoon. And you too, Ryan.
Thanks, Brian.
You too, Hoops.
You too, Anthony.
And remember, as always, enjoy a CC and dry. And if you want to enter this competition, you can nominate your beer
just
for eviction.
This Maroons come
Canadian
up short
club
here.
Will
so
no, I haven't.
Phil,
I have not. I have not.
You've said goodbye to everybody.
Entries will
the
be judged and winners
gone.
Will.
Ryan Girdle's
out the
door.
Now, somebody's paying for that, and you've talked all the way over the top of it. That's coming out of your pocket.
Dry.
As Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.